weakened or softened their stance on the issue that I want to talk about this morning. But as much as it's being pushed, the acceptance of it, I think we need to talk about it and talk about why we need to be strong against it, so our children know, and so other people know why we stand against it. Because as I said, the world has softened their stance on this issue. Some people in the faith have softened their stance on this issue, but I can tell you that God hasn't. Therefore, we should not either. We are force-fed through TV and media, even the news, which is becoming something that is losing its foothold in my household, as well as many other Christian households, how much we want it in our house. Many Christians are discarding TV in their homes completely, which I don't blame them. Like I said, we're lessening the shows that I want viewed in our house. Every show, if you haven't noticed, has to have some homosexual character incorporated into their show at some point. And schools teach our children that it's okay if children want to adopt this lifestyle so as they get older, so our children won't look down on it like we do. In their eyes, we're bigoted and calloused, and they want to infect our children with this worldview that it's okay. More Christians are starting to homeschool, which Obama hates because it takes his foothold off of teaching those children. There's a family, while I was doing my studies for this talk, that came over here from Germany. Their last name is Romicki, and they were seeking political asylum, saying that they were not allowed to homeschool their children in order to teach them at home their Christian ways. But Obama is fighting to have them deported. Their first names are Yu and Handeldor. They have 6 children. And if you wanted to look that story up, you can get with me later and I can show you that. And the Justice Department put out a statement saying the goal in Germany is for an open and pluralistic society. Teaching tolerance to children of all backgrounds helps them develop the ability to interact as fully functioning citizens of Germany. Also, there is an institution in the military that is fighting to take away a military person's right to credit God with faith in their successes. The initials of it, MRFF. I did a little bit of research on it. I seen it on Don Berkman's Facebook this week, and so I looked into it a little bit. It's called the Military Religious Freedom Foundation. And right now they're seeking to court-martial a military general for speaking out about his faith and how that God was instrumental in him achieving his success in the military. They want him court-martialed. The world is being very hypocritical in its tolerance to Christians. They're being intolerant because we are intolerant of sin. We are not intolerant of the sinner if we're looking at it the way God wants us to. Just the sin. Everyone here has heard about the bakery out in Oregon and the Washington florist being sued over their religious stance and not providing their services to gay couples. The newest and latest is one I made reference to earlier, is the athlete formerly known as Bruce Jenner. Contrary to society's belief, Bruce is still Bruce, and he'll have a chance to stand before God someday and tell God, "You were wrong for making me a man." But I wouldn't want to be anywhere close to him when he does it. Society has heralded Bruce as brave, and ESPN gave him the Arthur Ashe Courage Award for his supreme courageousness in becoming a woman. He hasn't competed athletically since I was not even in elementary school yet, and I'm 40 now. If it tells you anything about ESPN's agenda, last year that same award went to Michael Sam for being the first athlete to come out and say he was going to be a homosexual football player in the NFL. Isaiah 5, verses 20 through 24, says, "Woe unto those who call evil good and good evil, who substitute darkness for light and light for darkness, who substitute bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe unto those who are wise in their own eyes and clever in their own sight. Woe unto those who are heroes in drinking wine and valiant in mixing strong drink, who justify the wicked for a bribe and take away the right of the ones who are in the right. Therefore as the tongue of fire consumes stubble and dry grass collapses into the flame, so their rot will become like rot and their blossom blow away as dust. For they have rejected the law of the Lord of hosts and despised the word of the Holy One of Israel." How do we know that homosexuality is a sin anyway? God tells us, not only in the story of Sodom and Gomorrah, but many other places in the Bible. Leviticus 18, verse 22, says, "You shall not lay with a male as one lays with a female. It is an abomination." In Leviticus 20, verse 13, it says, "If there is a man who lies with a male as those lie with a woman, both of them have committed a detestable act. They shall be surely put to death, for the blood guiltiness is upon them." And later in Leviticus 18, it goes on to say that having anything to do with these individuals brings on uncleanness to us as well. Going over into 1 Corinthians 6, verses 9 through 10. "Or do you not know that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor homosexuals, nor thieves, nor the covetous, nor the drunkards, nor revelers, or swindlers shall inherit the kingdom of God." It is impossible for people that go through these lifestyles and be active in them and get to heaven. Over in Romans, the first chapter, verses 21 through 32. "For even though they knew God, they did not honor him as God, nor give thanks, but they became futile in their speculations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the incorruptible God for an image of the form of the corruptible man and the birds and the four-footed animals and crawling creatures. Therefore God gave them over to the lust of their hearts, to impurity, that their bodies might be dishonored among them. For they exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this reason, God gave them over to their degrading passions. For their women exchanged the natural function for that which is unnatural. And in the same way also, the men abandoned the natural function of the woman and burned in their desire for one for another. Men with men committing indecent acts and receiving in their own persons the due penalty of their error. And just as they did not see fit to acknowledge God any longer, God gave them over to a depraved mind to do those things which are not proper, being filled with all unrighteousness, wickedness, greed, evil, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, malice, and they are gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, arrogant, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, without understanding, untrustworthy, unloving, unmerciful, and although they know the ordinance of God, that those who practice such things are worthy of death, they not only do the same, but also give hearty approval to those who practice them. Homosexuality, transgender, and the like is the most hypocritical section when it comes to tolerance. If I was to tell someone who wants to drink alcohol with me that I don't drink, do I get sued then because I don't agree with what he was doing? I personally wouldn't, this is my personal stance, but I wouldn't work in a place that I would have to serve alcohol because I wouldn't want to be responsible for that person getting in their car and getting behind the wheel. The point is, nobody has a problem with us not allowing drunkards to be a part of our membership. If I say it is wrong to live with your boyfriend or girlfriend before you get married, do I get sued for not approving of common law marriage? Once I had a man ask me to paint women in his basement on the walls, and I told him no because of the manner that he wanted this done. He didn't sue me because I declined to paint inappropriate artwork in his house. If I'm a business owner and you want to come into my place of business and shoplift and I stop you, do you sue me because I didn't approve of your shopping style? I used to have kids in school. Their activity of choice used to be to try to get me to use profanity. Do they have the right to sue me because I told them no? Because I'm condemning their language choice? Homosexuality and the like is the only sin that the courts allow sinners to sue for not being accepted. They can almost walk up to you and ask you if you approve of their lifestyle, and if you don't, they can sue you. It's almost gotten to that point. But if we walk up to someone and ask them if they know God, they can get us in trouble for jamming religion down their throat, and if it's at work, we could get fired. So why can't we just give in and say it's okay? You can be the one you want to be. There's been a lot of churches that have. Romans 12 verse 9, it says, "Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor that which is evil. Cling to what is good." 1 John 3 verses 9 and 10, "No one who is born of God practices sin because his seed abides in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. By this the children of God and the children of the devil are obvious. Anyone who does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor the one who does not love his brother." Now, this doesn't mean that we don't sin. It means that we don't practice sin if we're a Christian. If you go to Ephesians chapter 5 and the verse 11, it says, and do not participate in the unfruitful deeds of darkness, but instead even expose them. 1 Corinthians 6, verses 17 through 20. But the one who joins himself to the Lord is one spirit with him. Flee immorality. Every other sin that a man commits outside of the body, but the immoral man sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own? For you have been bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body. You can't glorify yourself and the desires that might come upon you in your body that Christ has given you and be acceptable to God. Many people want to throw out scripture that they don't want or agree with. The problem is that it becomes the manipulated word of God rather than the actual word of God. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 12 through 17. If we endure, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we are faithful, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. Remind them of these things and solemnly charge them in the presence of God not to wrangle with words, which is useless and lead to ruin of the hearers, but be diligent to present yourself approved to God as a workman who needs not to be ashamed, handling accurately the word of truth. But avoid worldly and empty chatter, for it will lead to further ungodliness, and their talk will spread like gangrene. Among them are Hymenaeus and Philetus. Also in Revelation 22, verses 14 through 19, is where we find the scripture that says, do not add to or take away from. We don't have any right to take away from or add to the scriptures. So we can't change the word of God. So the answer to who has the authority in the church to change the word of God is so many people, so many congregations of the secular world have come up with, is nobody has that right. Galatians 1, 6 through 10. I am amazed that you are so quickly deserting him who called you by the grace of Christ for a different gospel, which is really not another. Only there are some who are disturbing you and want to distort the gospel of Christ. But even though we or an angel come from heaven should preach to you another gospel contrary to that which we have preached to you, let him be accursed. For as we said before, so I say again now, if any man is preaching to you a gospel contrary to that which you have received, let him be accursed. For I am now seeking the favor For am I now seeking the favor of men or of God? Or am I striving to please men? If I were still trying to please men, I would not be a bondservant of Christ. God can't be tempted by sin, and he doesn't tempt any man. But man is drawn away by his own lust and enticed to sin. The world talks about how hateful we are and how they want us to be accepting of this lifestyle. If we go over to John, the 5th chapter, verses 28 and 21, it talks to us about how we should marvel not that the world hates us, because it hated Christ before it hated us. And we are of Christ, so we should not be surprised that this might come to us. Matthew 7, verses 1 through 4, it says, "And judge not that you be not judged. Everyone in the world knows this one scripture, even if they don't know anything about serving God or anything else. They know, judge not. Satan also used scripture, if we remember, in the Bible to try to get Christ to sin. Christ rebuked him with scripture, as we should as well. Proverbs, the 12th chapter, verses 1 through 3, it says, "Whoever loves discipline loves knowledge, but he who hateth reproof is stupid. A good man will obtain favor from the Lord, but he will condemn a man who devises evil. A man will not be established by wickedness, but the root of the righteous will not be moved." The world hates us for telling them that they are wrong. They're stupid. They really shouldn't ask us if they don't want to know. They just want to find a way to get us in trouble and use the law against us. They want us to respect their right to this lifestyle, but they don't want to respect our right to believe in God and hold fast to what we believe in. Proverbs 15, verses 29 through 33. "The Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayer of the righteous. Bright eyes gladden the heart. Good news puts fat on the bones. He whose ear listens to the life-giving reproof will dwell among the wise. He who neglects discipline despises himself, but he who listens to reproof acquires understanding. Fear not, the fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor comes humility." And it's almost a conniving way to manipulate things the way the world does. They make it sound like such a good thing and a good idea to be accepting and forgiving of somebody else and make them feel accepted. And isn't making people feel good what Christ was about? Parents don't always make their children feel good or their behavior feel acceptable. Nor does God expect us to always tolerate sin, or to ever tolerate sin. We need to be patient with one another and try to help each other if we know of faults that somebody has, and help them to rectify that. But we shouldn't be tolerant of sinful acts. Proverbs 3, verse 4 through 7. This is one that I've been working on. "So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall make straight thy paths. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil." That is what we are supposed to be about. We are supposed to have no part with evil. That's why we can't accept this in our church. We need to stick to the plan and stick with what God wants us to. If you've lived a life where you haven't stuck with the plan and you've gotten out of line, and you need help, we'll help you. That's what we're here for, to help each other to get to heaven. And if you haven't accepted God yet as your Savior, and Jesus as your Savior, then you need to be baptized. And you need to follow after God, and you need to love what is good and hate what is evil. That is part of the Christian walk. And you have those opportunities to take care of those things now as we stand and sing the invitation song.